All right, let me jump on into the Right Side Way opening monologue, and I'll remind you guys that attorney Stan McDonald. Stan McDonald is a partner at the law firm of Wilmer & Lee, a 30-year veteran in the practice of law. He's a daily sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue, and I'll tell you more about Stan here in just a few minutes. Okay. I'm going to say this. The left has apparently overplayed its hand in a big way, like a big, big way. They've overstayed their welcome. They've overmade their cause. They've overplayed their hand. It's Pride Month again. Well, now, it's Pride Month, but this year, it seems the shine is off the apple as more and more corporate sponsors no longer feel the need to have to virtue signal with fake rainbows. So at the risk of sounding offensive, and is there anybody else who's tired of having the woke just vomit rainbows on us every minute of the day? Even with Pride Month on the wane, I still can't search online, watch TV, read a magazine, or shop in many stores without being slathered in fake rainbows for a Pride Month. Just slathered. So, by the way, when did this happen? When did it become okay to steal a symbol that was never intended for the use that we're seeing it be used for now? Because in my opinion, the rainbow has been stolen. The rainbow has for millennia been that beautiful refraction of light in the sky, often after a good cleansing rain, showing up sometimes in vivid colors, causing people to stop and take notice. And the first recorded acknowledgement that I know of regarding a rainbow is in Scripture, memorialized in writing thousands of years ago as a symbol of God's promises when he said in Genesis 9 that I will set my bow in the clouds as a covenant between me and thee. The rainbow has been revered and beloved across international borders since the dawn of time. But if you were to ask most Americans right now whether they want a rainbow to be a symbol of their business or on a t-shirt or on their child's toys or on the wall in their classrooms, you'd probably be met with a curious look and a question as to whether or not you're asking because it's Gay Pride Month. Gay pride. Gay pride. Gay pride. Speaking of which, when did the word gay itself become redefined? I mean, for hundreds of years, the word gay meant lighthearted, carefree, happy. In the time of the American Civil War, the song When Johnny Comes Marching Home Again was a popular ballad about how happy and expectant everybody would be when the war was over. All the troops would return home, and the lines that people sang was, "We'll all feel gay when Johnny comes marching home." But if you look up the word gay in any online dictionary now, you're going to find a rainbow flag next to it with the explanation that, and this is the actual quote, quote, "the term gay primarily refers to a homosexual person or the trait of being homosexual." Followed then by the additional explanation that the term originally meant carefree, cheerful, or bright and showy. So when did that change actually occur? Look, here's the bottom line. I want the rainbow back. I want the rainbow back as a symbol of God's promise. I want gay back as a word that just means happy. And your pronouns, by the way, your pronouns are what the by God English language says they are, and I don't have to make myself illiterate to satisfy your incorrect usage of the primary language of this country. Any questions? Good. But I'll tell you why I think those wonderful symbols and words have been co-opted. Lean in here. Think about this with me. They choose those because the goal is to look as sweet and innocent and enticing as possible. Just to seemingly be benign, a part of something full of promise and hope and good cheer. When in reality, the evil plan behind the shiny imagery and flowery language is to get us to lower our guard, to stop seeing the real agenda, and just consider it, you know, somewhat non-threatening, I guess. And yet, for the past several years, the world has truthfully been taken hostage by the Rainbow Mafia. They have pushed, cajoled, demanded, and required that corporations and athletes, major events, even the White House, celebrate them. Not just let them be, but actually celebrate them. For a whole freaking month. I mean, veterans who served our nation a time of war get one day, Veterans Day, one. The Rainbow Mafia, they want a month to celebrate their sexual orientation. By the way, with our rainbow. And to make sure the rainbow is front and center and can't be avoided, what do? They do things like, oh, I don't know, how about we paint it on a street and then get mad when people drive over it? I mean, why do they keep painting rainbow flags on the roads and crosswalks here in the U.S.? Why? Aren't they aware that people actually have to walk and drive there? They do. Aren't they aware they're going to get messed up, even tarnished? I mean, aren't they aware that some folks are going to be put off by it? I don't know, maybe even avoid going that way, just to avoid having to look at their tax dollars being used for a massive, frivolous asphalt virtue signal. That some folks, by the way, are going to intentionally do just the opposite and leave their tire marks and their trash on the giant rainbow murals. Well, the answer to all that is yes. They know it. They know it in advance. They know it's going to happen. Every liberal city that paints a rainbow in the street knows exactly what's going to happen. They expect it. In fact, I would say they want it. They might even need it. Why do I say that? Well, they want the tire marks. They want the negative stories and about the so-called hate crimes as children on scooters mischievously leave scoot marks on their rainbows. That's how they validate their victimhood. They don't have any real lynchings or true hate crimes to speak of right now. So, you know, transgenders and drag queens, they've been getting some bad press lately. So what better way to promote the need for diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts than to show the world how hard it is to live in places where people actually drive on the roads and walk on the crosswalks on their rainbows? It's what the law calls an attractive nuisance. It might actually also be called an entrapment. Think about it. Entrapment occurs when an officer or a person under his or her control incites, induces, lures, or instigates a person into committing a criminal offense, which that person might not have otherwise committed and had no intention of committing had it not been for the entrapment. Huh. Could it be that the rainbow murals painted on crosswalks are actually there to attract people, even entrap people, into doing things that can then be lauded as the reason why the rainbow murals were needed in the first place? It's a circular argument. We need a rainbow mural, like put it on the street so everybody can see it, because we need awareness of our victimhood, but don't walk on it or drive on it. That's mean. See, he walked on it. I told you we were victims. It's so hard. We need more protection from these hate crimes. You see it? That's how it works. Circular argument. And so the attractive nuisance gets a fresh coat of paint, and the rainbow police wait, and they watch for the next hapless traveler who's enticed and entrapped to leave a tread mark on the surface of roads that are otherwise covered in tread marks. Either way, the rainbow mafia wins, though, don't they? The feckless city leaders who paint the rainbow on the road will then face the legal action and bear all the costs, but the rainbow people, they got their hate crime. They attracted people with their nuisance. They entrapped them to an alleged crime. Here's an idea for you. How about this? Stop painting the roads. Put up a rainbow billboard if you need to be seen. Quit painting the roads and sidewalks of America. But the bottom line is the move right now to push the LGBTQ2IA+ acronym agenda has been reaching epic levels. More than ever, it was being forced on our children. The left is scrambling now, though, because they can't have it all anymore. They've overplayed their hand. They never know when to stop. I mean, how about this? Maybe you should have had Gay Pride Day. But no, you had to have Gay Pride Month, didn't you? Maybe you should have just stopped with, you know, not trying to take away Bud Light cans, but you had to have Dylan Mulvaney, didn't you? They never know when to stop. The left is scrambling right now because they can't do it all anymore. There's a pushback on transgender girls in sports. There's a drag queen story hour for kids? Mm-mm, no more. Gay pride celebrations at the Pentagon? Done. Rainbow flags at the White House? Not this year. It's been a mess of rainbow-colored vomit all over the floors of America, but the official support and the unofficial virtue signaling are finally, finally on the decline, because the rainbow mafia overplayed their hand. By the way, what I'm saying is not bigoted, and it wouldn't be if you said it either. It's not bigoted. I'm not a homophobe. I don't hold any ill will towards any adult who has chosen an alternative lifestyle. And I believe, by the way, that God does indeed love them as much as he loves me. But I will not long suffer any attempt by the progressive left to take what God created and distort it. The bottom line, I want our rainbow back. I do. I want our rainbow back. We are told in Genesis that the rainbow is the sign of God's promise, his promise of faithfulness, his mercy, his godliness. So yeah, some may say that taking the rainbow or co-opting the word gay or making the use of pronouns incorrect is just some kind of a cultural assimilation, the new way of doing things. I don't agree. I think it was an attempt to co-opt that which is good for something it was never intended to represent. And I say not on my watch. I want our rainbow back. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way.